Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number 3. I am your host, C. Willie. Happy New Year to everybody. And hey, Happy New Year to my co-host,
Butter Pete.
She hasn't kicked me out yet, so we're feeling real good about that. We have somebody very special on the show tonight. He is joining us from here in Michigan, a fellow Michigander. Lee Fasu is with us. Welcome to the show, Lee.
Hey, thanks, C. Willie. Thanks, Quarter Pete. Really glad to be here.
Yeah, you are originally from North Carolina, as we understand it, and moved up here a decade or so ago?
Yeah, pretty close to a decade ago, originally from the Gastonia, North Carolina area, which can't do North Carolina really easy.
No, you can't do that. That's the advantage we have here in Michigan.
Oh, I've learned.
You know, normally people are doing things the other way around, though. Northern Michigan folks, especially with what you're experiencing right now with all the snow, are trying to move down to the warmer states. What brought you up to Michigan?
Well, I met this wonderful woman from Indian River, Michigan, down in North Carolina. She had moved there to teach school and happened to be at the same spot as my mother. And it was being a good son one day and decided, take mom some lunch and happened to see her. And next thing I knew, we started talking, had a couple dates, and a year later, we're engaged. We're getting
all
married.
Right.
She did 10 years in the Southern heat and said she'd had enough. So we found some opportunities in Michigan and good Lord willing, we're able to move back up here. So
that's terrific. That's terrific. So the love story brought you back, brought you here to Michigan.
Absolutely.
Your sound is described, and I kind of like that with the story of how you got here, as an old soul with new boots. Tell me a little bit about what that means to you.
Well, my sound engineer and the guy who plays accompaniment for me, Chipstead, I gotta give him credit for that. He said, you know, you're really just an old soul, you know, but you got new boots because you're young. And I was like, okay. So, I think that's all Chip was really trying to get at. We'll talk more about influences and stuff, I'm sure, but you know, 90s country, being born in 1983, I grew up right in the middle of it. And there's a lot of big names there. And they
is that really where you kind of model your sound?
Yeah, you know, honestly, as a musician, I love all music, and I've had all my runs. You know, I went emo, grunge, Jimmy Buffett. I mean, who doesn't like Jimmy Buffett in the summer?
There you go.
Even James Taylor from the state of North Carolina.
Yes.
So names like that and their writing, they all just had an effect over the years, and that's really where that comes from, yeah.
Where did you get your start? What got you saying, okay, I can do this professionally. I can produce and release songs. What got you going in that?
Man, for that, it's almost like back to the beginning story, and we'll fast forward and give you the Cliff's Notes. But honestly, it's generational. My mother, she was a music educator, but also in her own right was a folk singer before she met my dad and got married. And she used to go out and play. And some of her friends were also at church with us at Malo. And they happened to be very encouraging. And they were like, you know, you could do this. Your songs, they resonate with people. And I was like, oh, I don't know about all that. I think the real big start in actually taking that step of confidence was when we moved up here to Northern Michigan. I had gigged, I had written, I had done a whole lot of things through college and played in a lot of bands and been in a lot of bars. And it was just something that had kind of beaten me down. But the first real start that I got here in Indian River was went, sat down by the river, played a bunch of Jimmy Buffett tunes, slipped in a song or two here or there. Over the next couple of years, it started getting a little more traction and folks were like, you should start recording this stuff. And finally, I'm going to throw a shout out to my drummer, Adam Price. He finally just threw down the gauntlet. He's like, if you don't record this, I'm dragging you into the studio and making you do it. So I was like, okay, I'll do it. So that's really what got me into it. Family, church, and then good friends who had belief in me.
Sometimes you have to have that push. And what a blessing to have somebody like that that says, hey, yeah, we really need to do this.
Yeah.
It's obviously paying off. You were a Josie Award nominee, Josie Music Award nominee for Male Country Song of the Year this past year. Congratulations on that. So you're
Thank
being
you so much.
Recognized on a national stage for what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. I got to be honest. When I saw that, I thought it was a joke. I had to pinch myself too. I thought somebody was pranking on me. But no, seriously, thank you so much for that. And I understand you're Josie Award nominees too. So congratulations are in order for y'all as well. So
thank you. We were fortunate in that end as well. So
he thought I was lying when I told him I had just come off the
golf course. She texted me and said, guess what? And I felt the same way you did. Okay, what's the punchline? You know, there's something here.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, I'm like you. It's like one of those surreal moments. It's like you work, and then you keep like, how long do you work? And then next thing you know, it's here.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It is? What? So, no, it was a blessing and a huge surprise.
Fantastic. Yes. Well, the first song that we have queued up right now is Carolina Man. And this was your first single. This was your first release, correct?
That is correct. Yep.
Give us the backstory. Tell us a little bit about Carolina Man.
Well, Carolina Man actually comes from another song that I had written a year prior, and it was titled Carolina Man also. It was probably more of like a Townes Van Zandt style finger picking song, a little bit slower, pretty melodic. And what I decided to do was to take all the imagery from back home, right from the opening line, Redwater passing that old train bridge. That resonates with a hometown image right there of being back in Cramerton, North Carolina, which is not far from where I grew up. And we would pass that all the time over the South Fork River. So really what brought that on was these long Michigan winters. And I had this thought. I was like, gosh, you know, all these places back home right now, you know, you're talking about golf courses. The Masters has already been going on and flowers are blooming. My mom's sending pictures and stuff from back home up. And like,
you're
life is about where you kind of make it. So it doesn't really matter where you're at. As long as you have that feeling of home, that connection, then I guess to me, that's Carolina. So that was kind of like a reckoning moment for me. And I was like, there gotta be other people that feel this way. They lived somewhere that resonates with them before. And that's how that song came to be. It was really me just expressing true places in my life and saying, yep, that's home, but this is home too. And it feels like it.
All right. Well, it's a beautiful song. We're looking forward to hearing it. This is Carolina Man from Leif Asu.
Redwater passing that old train bridge. Sun cresting over that smoky blue ridge. Tobacco and corn covering the land. Peach farmer sitting at an old road stand. Thunder rising from a track down the road. Red dust flying while they're chasing gold. A papa and son sitting in the stand. Cheering on Dale and praying he wins. You ain't gotta be from here, drive a truck or be a farmer. Have small town roots and live on muddy water. Live a simple life, keep a Bible in your hand. No matter where you are, that's Carolina Man. In the mountains or the Piedmont or an old black swamp. Telling stories to your littles on a hickory stump. Pulling cats from a tot trot line. Just thanking God for some borrowed time. You'll be sitting on the marsh in an early morn. Or a category 5 riding out of the storm. Or a field of corn in your papa's deer stand. on 100 acres of family land. You ain't gotta be from here, drive a truck or be a farmer, have small town roots and live on muddy water. Live a simple life, keep a Bible in your hand, no matter where you are, fast Carolina man. Great Lakes down to the Rio Grande, ain't gotta be from Raleigh just to understand. You ain't gotta be from here, drive a truck or be a farmer, have small town roots and live on muddy water. Live a simple life, keep a Bible in your hand, no matter where you are. You ain't gotta be from here to be a son or daughter of small town roots and live on muddy water. Live a simple life, keep a Bible in your hand, no matter where you are. That's Carolina man.
All right, Leif Issue's Carolina Man. I like the reference to the Great Lakes there, too. That's you're bringing a little bit home. Yeah.
Now, if I recall, on YouTube, you are in your car when this is playing on the radio. Now, is that the first time that you heard it on the radio? And then, like, there's a friend, I think, like, Andy or Andrew called you, and you didn't answer it? Did you see that? That's funny.
Yeah, I still hear about that one from him too. He's a huge the guy. He and I go way back. We'll joke here about this. We always joked that we were brothers connected at the beer can. Is what his mom always. It was funny. We like to have a good time, play golf, and he's a huge supporter. And as soon as he was so jacked, he was back home in North Carolina, and he heard that. It was on the radio. He got online right away, streaming for the station that it was on at. And he had to call immediately. I was like, dude, I'm sorry. I'm not answering.
I'm listening to this.
Not important right now. But you will in 2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's terrific. All right, folks, let's take a quick break. We are going to come back and talk a little more with Leif Issue. About the incredibly busy year he had in 2025. We'll be right back. We've got a great new sponsor here at Vehicle City Sound, and all of you blue-collar, hardworking fans are going to love them. Bare Knuckles Leatherwork Gloves are now a part of the VCS family. These patented double-wedge, pre-curved Premier Leatherwork Gloves are crafted to naturally fit the curve of your hands. The gloves are engineered for superior comfort, reducing hand fatigue and increasing productivity. Made from premium leather, they offer exceptional durability and protection, ideal for demanding work environments. Whether you're tackling heavy-duty tasks, working in cold weather, or handling delicate welding jobs, Bare Knuckles gloves provide the perfect balance of flexibility and strength. Designed with the hardworking professional in mind, these gloves ensure your hands stay comfortable and safe day in and day out. Elevate your work experience. Choose the gloves that work as hard as you do. BuyBareKnuckles.com. That's BuyBareKnuckles.com. And use the code VCS for a 15% discount. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with Leif Issue. He's joining us from snowy northern Michigan. And 2025 for you, sir. Whew, you were going 74 live events. You had some opening gigs for a couple of really big names, Male Country Song of the Year nominee at the Josie Music Awards. Wow, it was a good one for you.
It was a very blessed year. Yes, good Lord's been good to me and my family, and it was a lot of fun. I did not realize it was 74 live events until probably about a week ago, and I put that informational together for 2026's campaign, getting ready to go into next year. And I was like, wow, it was. And I know there's people out there who do like 199, 200, but 74 and predominantly just do it all up here for the most part in northern Michigan. I was like, man, we were moving, and I feel very blessed and fortunate.
Well, and opening for some great names too. Yes. Chase Wright and at the Summer Starts concert series, Driving Dawn and Them Dirty Roses, one of my favorites at the Odawa Casino up there in Petoskey. And then you have another big one coming up here in 2026. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, that one floored me. So the Emmett-Charlevoix County Fair, they've been really good to me over the last couple of years. I've had the good fortune of playing in the entertainment, also known as the beer tent, right there. And it's always been a blast. They've been so good to me. Well, this was probably, God, it had to be about 3 or 4 weeks ago now. I was actually driving to work. Like most independent musicians, I do have a daytime job as well. And I had to pull over because I saw the name and I was like, I wonder what this is about. I knew they had just announced that Travis Tritt was going to be coming up here. And I was like, no, I can't be that. Well, I answered the phone and started talking with my contact and I had to pull over and park. I think I probably bawled for like 5 minutes because all the years of just grinding and the struggle, it all just bubbled right out. And
yeah,
I was just so blown away. So yes, August 26th, Emmett-Charlevoix County Fair, I have the good fortune and the privilege of opening for a country music icon. I mean, Travis, I was like, wow.
Lee, congratulations. That is just deserved. Awesome, awesome news. And what a fun time that's going to be. And of course, with your Northern Michigan roots, you know there are going to be a lot of the hometown folks that are going to be right there with you.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. They've all been threatening right now. They're like, we're going to be there right on the front row. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is going to be crazy.
Oh, that's absolutely awesome.
Yeah, so we're pretty excited over here at our house about it. Really excited to be there.
God, congratulations. That's terrific. Thank you, sir. Well, let's shift gears just a little bit here. You know, you've had some phenomenal songs that you've been able to put out here. What does it look like when you're sitting down to put a song on paper, taking it from the concept and actually doing the writing?
Man, that's, you know, I have so many different approaches. Mm-hmm. You hear about inspiration will just hit you sometimes. You can sit down and in 5 minutes, you can have a song written and never have to feel like you have to polish it again, other than maybe a little bit on the structure. That is probably a unicorn that rarely happens. Years of sitting and writing and developing from a very elementary, basic style of song structure. I got to give credit to my junior year English teacher, Mrs. Sally Griffin, back at Forest View High School in Gastonia. If you're still around, thank you so much. Creative writing was probably one of my favorite classes in high school, whether I admitted that or not. And what I like to do now is kind of like storyboard, kind of like, all right, this is what I'm feeling. This is kind of the message that I want to convey. How do we do that? And clearly, and I was like, well, we got to write down some elements. And it kind of goes from there. It used to be that I would get one, maybe two iterations of the song, but now I've learned from some other very talented songwriters who I've had the opportunity to meet. Sometimes let that breathe, come back to it. And it matures like a fine wine. It really does. Yeah. It gives you clarity. You're not as tied up in it. So that's kind of where my process is now. I've, over the last, I don't know, 20 plus years of writing songs, I've developed a nice little repertoire. Now I kind of just take time and let them grow and develop. And really excited about that method now.
Fantastic.
That I've learned from others.
Fantastic.
And a great thing.
Well, and the next one that we've got queued up is your most recently released single.
Yes.
This is Can't Wait. Tell us a little bit about Just Can't Wait.
This one right here is a lot of fun. So it'd been a similar summer where I was pretty busy jumping around doing a bunch of solo gigs and some shows occasionally with the band. And we had been happening to go to Jackson, Michigan to visit my brother and sister-in-law, nieces and nephew. I was in the passenger side of the vehicle and my lovely wife was driving. And I like to joke and say, I felt my life in my hands. So I woke up. That's not true. I had just nodded off and woke up anyways. But I said, honey, you're doing 90 miles an hour on 75. Now, you've been to northern Michigan. You understand. It's easy to do. There's nobody.
Yeah, because there's nothing.
So I thought about it again. And I said, you're doing 90 miles an hour down the interstate. And I was like, oh, no. I got a hook here in my head. And it just stuck with me and stuck with me. So the next morning, grabbed a cup of coffee. Always bring a little guitar to have for such emergencies as this.
You bet.
And stepped outside of my in-law's porch and pinned this song, the first iteration of it. But yeah, and then Chip Stead over at Homestead Productions, he really just helped bring some elements to this song that I absolutely had no idea could be in there, like the piano parts. Got to give him a lot of credit for helping me bring this song to life.
All righty. Let's give this one a listen. This is Just Can't Wait.
Awesome.
SMPM pulling up your drive. Z71 painted on my ride. Look like an angel neat the front porch lights. I pop the door, you climb inside. Didn't have plans where you wanna go. You say, boy, oh, you ought to know. I can tell by the look in your eyes, it's gonna be a long, long night. Doing 90 miles an hour down the interstate. Radio blasting, pumping out your straight. One hand on your knee, the other on the wheel. That look in your eyes, darling, makes me feel like taking this truck down an old dirt road. Put it in park, take it nice and slow. Good band. Next thing I know, we're sharing a dance in the middle of this smoke-filled bar. Head on my chest, girl, so my heart. I can tell by the look in your eyes, it's gonna be a long, long night. Doing 90 miles an hour down the interstate. Radio blasting, playing old George Strait. One hand on your knee, the other on the
Right.
Thank you.
Lee Kasuz, Just Can't Wait. You got Quarter Peep dancing over there, so
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, my chair moves.
Well, I didn't want you to like get off balance there, but I'm glad I had you moving. Glad it had you moving.
Right. That was another great tune. Another great tune. That's a lot of fun, Lee. That's and that 90 miles an hour down the interstate, that's such a great hook for that old man.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate that. And I got to thank my wife for that one. So
there you go. You might've got scared, but it turned into a great song.
Oh, I never said I was scared.
All right, folks. I'm going to put the words in his mouth. We are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with Lee Fasoot.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative, Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code BORDERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We just went 90 miles an hour down the interstate. Lee, you have got a 90-mile-an-hour career going right now. We know on the 26th of August, we're going to see you at the Emmett County Fair, opening up for Travis Tritt. What other things, where can other our fans find you, social media, those sorts of things, when you're not at the fair, when you're playing in some of the other folks or other destinations there?
Well, the best place to go, I don't know if QR code is going to work or not. Shameful plug. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I'll
watch you on the TV, scan that QR code. That goes to my link tree. I'm on all the socials. These days you got to be Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all the streaming platforms, Spotify, Pandora, iTunes, where you could purchase the songs if you want to, YouTube as well. The website, leefasoot.com. You can go there. It's got a list of all the schedule for 2026 that we've already started putting together. Kind of lets everybody know the venue it's going to be at as well and times. So that's really the best spot to go and learn everything about the music journey we got going on. And I'll just plug in there really quick. If you sign up for the monthly newsletter, you can get a free download of any of the songs that you've heard here today. So,
okay, oh, so I'm signing up.
That's we definitely saw it. Hey, that's great. And for those that are listening on our podcast platforms, I want to spell Lee's last name because it is a unique spelling. So he said leefasoot.com. So it's FAYSSOUX. And that's where you'll find him. We want to make sure all you folks have it there. Support Lee in what he's doing. And we're certainly going to make every best effort we possibly can to be in that crowd at the Emmett Charlevoix County Fair to see you opening up for Travis Tritt. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sure is. And thank you all so much for your help and your support.
You bet.
Greatly appreciated.
We've got one more queued up to play another song from Lee. This is called Be With You. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Be With You is it's a pretty special song to me. It's pretty personal. So in 2021, of course, we'd all been coming out of that Rona pandemic, found out that my mother was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. She was a huge impact on my life, obviously, being my mom. But not only that, but also with my music and also with my faith. She had me at church. She had me involved in not just music, but making sure I was helping there and helping others. When we found out she had pancreatic cancer, she had to go down to Houston, Texas, to MD Anderson. And of course, travel was pretty hard and restricted at those times. We were finally able to get down there and finally able to get up on the floor with her, but only when they had said, you know, it's kind of, it's not good. This is pretty much going to be the last leg. So as things do, she passed and went home to the good Lord. And there's no amount of preparation or discussion you can have with anybody when it comes to dealing with grief. So the only way that I could handle that and deal with it, besides my faith and prayer, was to talk with my wife and then deal with it through song. I would sit downstairs with my guitar and just melodies would come through my head and I would sit there and just play my emotions onto the strings, really. The words really came out of just the raw feeling of what I felt. I really felt like there was a venom running through my veins. I really felt like that it shook me to the bones because of how fast everything had transpired. Really felt like I was riding across the desert to get to her also, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I bet.
So that's kind of how that song developed. But out of all that was what I knew would be at the end of all this light, and that's that I'm going to see her again one day. I know where she's at, and my faith's in Jesus, and I know that I'm going to see her again. So felt like this song had to be recorded. Again, Chip Stead, he hit the nail right on the head. He asked about the sound, and I've always fancied George Strait and also that Western sound. And I said, we got to have steel fiddle. This one's 100% cowboy song, really about getting through it. And the rest is kind of history. Just a quick plug if I can. January 23rd, this one will be officially released. So,
all right.
Y'all are one of the first to be able to play it on air. There was one other gentleman. I won't mention his station on here, but he had,
he had
already played it. But y'all are the second. So
there you go. Well, we appreciate that. And Lee, thank you so much for sharing that story. That makes this that much more special for us to hear. This is Lee Fasuz. Be with you.
Tissue.
Beautiful, beautiful song, Lee. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. Thanks for sharing the story behind it. That's amazing.
Well, thank y'all, and thank y'all for sharing the music out there and for giving us a platform to come and share our stories with everyone. I appreciate that so much.
Absolutely.
Anytime.
Quarter Pete, who do we have up next week?
Yes, next week we welcome back the Swansons, who are also Josie nominated, and they did win year too.
The Song of the Year. So we're looking forward to talking with Joe and Angie. That'll be a lot of fun. That is a wrap on tonight's show. I'd like to thank one more time Lee Fasu. Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate you being here and sharing everything with us.
Yeah, thank you all so much, Quarter Pete, C. Willie. It was my pleasure to be with y'all, and Happy New Year as well.
Happy New Year. Folks, I think we're wrapping this one up tonight. We want to thank everybody out there for their support. If you know another performer like Lee that you'd like us to talk with, please drop us a note, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. You can see where we're going to be. Vehiclecitysound.com is the website. That's got all the information on it. And, hey, folks, we really appreciate everything you're doing. Be good.